Hello, my name is Tom. The book Furno the Fire Dragon by Adam Blade is about some things that had happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was a farm boy and would run errands for my aunt, uncle, and sometimes even my town. I was training to be a blacksmith. But all that changed when King Hugo came to see me and set me on a very important quest to free the beast of Avantia. Furno, the fire dragon, Sebron, the sea serpent, Cypher, the mountain giant, Tigus, the night horse, Tartok, the ice beast, and Epos, the winged flame. From the evil wizard, Malvel's evil magic. Then I had to fight Furno, climb onto his neck, get to the enchanted golden collar locked by an enchantment Malvel had put on the padlock, and unlock it with the magical key that the king had given to me. Now I am a knight riding on my horse, Storm, all around Avantia, protecting people in harm and in danger. I am also riding around Avantia, freeing Avantia's good beasts from Malvel's harm. I also know that I can trust almost everybody in Avantia. If you would like to read Adam Blade's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Those words are uncoiled, paralyzed, and enchanted. Uncoiled is when you have unwrapped something. For instance, that boy had uncoiled that rope yesterday. Paralyzed means something that usually can move can no longer move at all, such as that boy's arm is paralyzed. Then, enchanted means that something has a spell cast on it, like that bell is enchanted. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of Furno the Fire Dragon. Furno's head was coal black and spiky, and tight around his neck was the enchanted collar, held in place by a golden padlock that glowed with a strange magical light. "We have to remove that collar," said Tom. "Then, Furno, we'll stop serving Malvel and go back to protecting the kingdom." "But that dragon is as tall as a mountain," Elna cried, clutching Silver for comfort as he edged forward to join them. "How will we ever reach the collar?" Slowly, the dragon lowered his head, sniffing the air, eyes bright and blood red. His dreadful gaze fell upon them. Tom stared deep into the monster's eyes and felt a terrible, paralyzing fear. Somehow, he was able to rise to his feet and pull out his sword. Furno was faster. Uncoiling his huge forked tail, the fire dragon lashed it out like a deadly whip. But before it could strike, Silver, the wolf, bravely pounced on the end and snapped his teeth into the scaly flesh. I chose this part of the story not only because I like it, but also because I wanted you to have a feeling about what the fight was going to be like. Thank you for listening to my book podcast about Furno the Fire Dragon by Adam Blade.